Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, brought to you by the California National Guard. Sitting next to me, I have former tight end of the Oakland Raiders, Tony Stewart. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Welcome back, I should say.
Yeah. It's once a Raider, always a Raider.
Of course, of course. Well, we like to check in with our Raider players to find out what they have been up to. And you actually have some exciting news to bring.
Tell everybody
about it.
When I finished playing, I started a nonprofit called Beyond the Locker, and we've been doing some incredible things all over the Bay Area, from Pittsburgh to San Francisco, Alameda, East Palo Alto, and in Fremont. And I was recognized for the work that I've been doing by a leadership guru known as John C. Maxwell. He's written over 70 books on the topic, and they had their first ever John Maxwell Award. And I'm very humbled and thankful to receive that award, one of almost 3,000 nominees.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so what was the turnout like once you actually received the award, the presentation? What was that all about? Where was it?
So I had a chance to go down to Orlando, Florida, and they had an award ceremony. My wife and I flew down, and there was 1,100 people that were there in the ballroom.
Wow.
And we had a little award, a big award ceremony, and some of the nominees work for NASA. One of the women was nominated for CNN Person of the Year. And, you know, just very high caliber people that are doing great things, you know, at small scales and large scales across the country.
You played here with the Raiders. You did a lot of community service while you were on the team. But what made you want to carry this beyond the locker, if you will?
Yeah. Well, it was just something that I always did. When I look back, after I was done, I took some time and looked back at who I was, what I've been through, and what I've done. And I had a couple great mentors, and one of them said, you know, don't try and reinvent yourself. You know, just look at what you did. And what I did was help build my peers, help build communities, involved in mentoring programs. And I just wanted to take it a step further. And I created Beyond the Locker. And we've been impacting future leaders of communities and just empowering youth to become more than sports or become more than the situations that they've grown up in.
Well, as a former tight end, I've got to ask you if you paid any attention to our rookie tight end, Michael Rivera, this season. Did you get a chance to watch his play at all, and what did you think?
Very impressive. You know, I think he has a great future ahead of him, really good hands. So I might have to help him out with his blocking a little bit, you know, get a little meat on his bones. But no, he, you know, the tight end position has really developed into two positions. You know, you're a blocker, you're a receiver. There's not too many guys who do both things, but really specialize in one or the other, which is, it's interesting to see.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you were able to stop by, tell us what you've been up to, give us a little perspective on what you see with the Raiders, and we'll keep following you, and of course, Beyond the Locker. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Well, thank you very much.